Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we are joined in the studio by Reverend Tim McDonald of the First Iconium Baptist Church and Minister Sharif Muhammad of Muhammad Mosque, 153642 Campbellton Road. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
I am so happy to get to talk with you all. And Minister Sharif, I will start with you. Could you share with our listeners, you two gentlemen are co-chairs of the 10,000 Fearless Atlanta Local Organizing Committee. Could you share with our listeners exactly what that is?
That is this, Reverend McDonald and I have come together with the 10,000 Fearless Men and Women organization on 801 Joseph B. Boone Boulevard. That means we've come into the community together collectively and began to clean up the neighborhood where we live. We patrol the neighborhood. We have our own patrol cars where we patrol the neighborhood. And that's when we went and opened up a restaurant in the neighborhood. We did it together, brothers, Christians and Muslims working together. But the main point what we was trying to show everybody is that we can work together. And we've gone in the community. If you go over on Joseph B. Boone now, you won't believe it. You can check at the police department. The statistics have gone down, proving that the crime rate has gone down tremendously since we have been there. And at the 10,000 Fearless headquarters that's on Joseph Boone, every Tuesday and Thursday, we feed the brothers and sisters in the community. We give them coats, and Brother Rail will take it from there.
I was just going to say, Reverend McDonald.
Well, we're in the Bluff. The Bluff is the area, Vine City. It's in the shadow of the Dome. A lot of development is occurring in this community, and yet a lot of our people were getting left behind. Coming out of the Million Man March, 20th anniversary, Minister Farrakhan challenged us to go back, find 10,000 fearless men and women, and rebuild your communities. So Minister Sharif and I, we took him seriously.
That's right.
We came back to Atlanta. We asked the law enforcement, what's the most difficult area? What's the most crime-ridden area in Atlanta? They told us the Bluff. So what did we do? Following Minister Sharif, who is, I found out, even crazier than I am, he said, let's go to the hard spot. Let's go to the difficult spot. So we went there and to send a message that the Dome is not going to be coming into our community and neglect the people who live here. So we opened the restaurant to be a base. We Yes. opened our 10,000 Fearless home to be a base so the people could come to, so they can feel empowered, so they can get information. And we send a message to the city of Atlanta, to the Blank Foundation, to the Dome, that we're happy that you're here, but you must include the people who are here. You must help us to rebuild this community. You must employ the residents who live in this community. You must train them for all of these jobs that are being created. So our presence there, as Brother Minister Sharif has already said, has already made a difference.
That's right.
Business-wise, crime-wise, education-wise, just in the conflict resolution class that we also have there.
That's right.
We've already seen some of the things that have happened in a positive way, but there's still so much more that needs to be done. And we want to partner with the folk, the Dome, the city of Atlanta, and corporations and whoever else to help us in rebuilding the Bluff.
You say the Bluff. Some people say Vine City. We've heard the West End, the
English
West Side,
Avenue.
English Avenue. Some people even say the SWAT. Now, people in the West End and in the SWAT and in the Bluff, they know exactly what
yes.
that means. But for our listeners who might not know, what is your definition of the Bluff? What is your definition of Vine City?
Well, Vine City, most, I hope your listeners would know, is where Dr. King decided to purchase a home on Sunset Avenue. Julian Bond lived in the Vine City community. What we call the Vine City English Avenue community was once a very thriving community area in the city of Atlanta, not far from downtown. Its proximity is valuable. The communities have been allowed to depreciate in value, to even decay. Abandoned houses. There were abandoned houses right next door to where we established our 10,000 Fearless home. Once we got there, the city came within 90 days and knocked them down because we were there. We painted. We did yard work, landscaping. We beautified. Home Depot came and helped us. Other corporations came in. We had over 250 volunteers. So the activity itself is helping to redefine the community. That, you know, different names, whether it's the Bluff or Vine City or English Avenue. The fact is the people have been overlooked. The people have been pushed aside. And we don't feel that kind of billions of dollars worth of development should come into a community without involving the people who live there.
That's right.
And that's what the 10,000 Fearless Home has been doing, our residency there. The people are coming. They are coming, ministered, and I'm not there as much as he is, or the other brothers and sisters from Mars number 15, but we have seen with our own eyes the positiveness that has come out of our efforts, both with the restaurant, the Blue Seas restaurant that we are running and operating there, as well as the 10,000 Fearless Residency.
Now, the 10,000 Fearless Residents and Blue Seas are these very positive things that, as you say, the community has started and the community owns. It's kind of like for the community, by the community, so to speak.
And I would say that the community supporting is 100%. And we thank God for that.
The food is good.
Some of the and healthy, too. Not
and
only
healthy.
Good.
And we call it a dollar scoop. You can get your full meal for just each scoop is $1.
So it's extremely affordable.
Coming in.
Now, prior to, you know, give an example. There was no restaurant in this community. There was nothing in this community. There was no feeding other people in this community. We in the winter, we provided coats.
Oh, yes.
When school was about to get started, we provided book bags for the children, full of all the supply. That had never happened before in this area. And we are seeking to get others in the community involved in this so that we can help upbuild the Bluff.
So now, what's the difference with the 10,000 Fearless and what you all are attempting to do, that $1 billion are coming into the neighborhood? That's different from what happened when the Dome came, because some of the same, you know, partnerships were touted when the Dome came, and then it seemed that nothing.
We learned from that. I was involved in that one, too. I was very involved in all of that. With the Dome and the churches and the community and the knocking down of buildings and churches. The truth of the matter is this is primarily where African-Americans, where black folk live.
Mm-hmm.
It's this area we're talking about, right around the Dome. It's always in black communities where they do all of the demolition. Let's just be honest about it. These are not alternative facts. These are real facts. It is in the African-American community where we find these huge developments coming in, and they demolish our community. They run out the residents. We're trying to be a pillow. That's why we're at the 10,000 Fearless office. That's why we're at Blue Seas Restaurant. We're being a pillow, say we ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
We're telling the people we're here with you. We're your partners. We're going to stand up and fight with and for you. We ain't going nowhere. So tell all the powers that be, the money folk, the Dome folk, the city folk, and whoever else, we ain't going nowhere. And you know when you got the Nation of Islam and you got the black church,
come on,
two powerful forces in our community, somebody got to take note of our presence.
Well, Reverend McDonald, you touched on something about demolition, but, I mean, I grew up in Atlanta. Atlanta is a transient city. People move in and move out. I remember when they were going to knock down the Fox, so they will knock down anything.
They knocked down two churches.
Well, it kind of breaks my heart sometimes when I go over off Sunset and by the Herndon home. some of those houses were featured in Ebony magazine when I was a little girl.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
Now they're just
abandoned. They run down. They're old. There's no attention. Most of the homes now are rented. The home, those of us who are African Americans who used to own those homes, they've moved on to other places. And the powers that be, they know this. And so they're trying to take advantage of this fact that most of the residents now who live there, they don't own these homes. They are renters. And because they are transient and not the owners, they can be manipulated more. That's why you need some entity with some power and some influence and some moral kind of persuasion, which is what the 10,000 Fearless Atlanta Organizing Committee strives to be, to stand in the gap and to say, I mean, the dome is here. We can't stop it. All we're saying is give the people their fair shake. Give them their fair opportunity. It's in the shadow of Maurice Brown. I mean, there are those of us who believe that what happened to Maurice Brown, it was related to the dome and to that whole arena. I was there the other day. I actually went to one of the Falcons games. And when I got off of Marta and saw that huge monstrosity of the new dome, I had to say, this ain't for us. They're not building this for us. They're finna do all, they got all kind of maps and designs and development that's right. about to come around the dome that's going to be displacing people who've been living there, even though they've been renting 10 years, 15 years. Some of the elderly who come through the line, mm-hmm. who are now partners with us and who help us feed in the line, say this is, they've never had anybody over these last 20, 30 years who come in and taken the interest in them that the 10,000 Fearless has demonstrated. The law enforcement, including our police chief who just retired, he came by.
Yes,
Martin Luther King III has been by. A number of entertainers and rappers, they've come by to say this is an awesome, Minister Louis Farrakhan has been there. This is an awesome witness, and all we have is God on our side. We say God is in the blood.
Bluff, yes.
That's our slogan, God is in the blood. We ain't got no lot of money.
Right.
We sure ain't got no. We don't have what the other forces right. have, but we know that what we're doing is right.
Right.
Standing up for the people, standing up for those who are poor, for those who have been marginalized, for those who have been moved out, it's always right. And so we're going to be there and we're going to stand.
I think God has always been in the bluff. But now you mentioned some of the plans that they may have for the area. I know some of those buildings are historical buildings, like Reverend Abernathy's church is just a couple of blocks from the dome. Are there any things in place to try and get historical designation? What can we do to try to protect?
Well, let me answer real quick. Yes, there are.
Yep.
Here's part of our challenge. Black skin is not always black kin. By that I mean, even though there are black people who've been elected, who are called and dutifully bound to represent the interests of the people, sometimes they have more so taking care of the interests of the corporations and the dome and others and not the people. And so we've had to call them on the carpet more than once. And part of our efforts is that we know that there are plans. We have stopped some plans already. We've literally stopped. They were going to put a Confederate statue. A statue of a Confederate major in Vine City, in a park. And we didn't ask for that. We don't want that. Well, hopefully now that's dead. So we know that they have plans. We know they have drawing. We know that they have money. We know that they have power. But we got power, too.
That's right.
We got God power. We got people power. We got resistance power. We got moral power. And we're just going to use it.
Now, was it important for you all to come together as Christians and Muslims? Was that an important part of this committee?
It's very important because the enemy has used religion to separate us. to keep us from helping each other and helping our people. So we're proving that we can work together. I haven't asked Rev to come and be a Muslim. He haven't asked me to come be a Christian. But we can work together. And I say like that, and I say it all the time. But Donald Lewis Farrakhan has said, we're not smart as the wino. The wino don't worry about the label. All he wants is the content. So, I mean, so that's what we got to do. Christian, Muslim, that's not necessarily. That's, we're human beings. We're brothers of one another. And we got to help our people. And so far since we've come together, our people are working with us, and we're doing a great job over there, and we thank God for that.
If you go to Blue Seas Restaurant, there's photos on the wall. You're going to see Christians. You're going to see Muslims. You're going to see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You're going to see Minister Farrakhan. You're going to see Reverend Dearley. You're going to see Reverend McDonough. You're going to see other black clergy.
Reverend Jasper.
On the walls. This whole notion of Christian and Muslim not being able to work together, we don't buy that. We don't buy that. And it's only when we work together can we have a real impact in the liberation of the people who reside, who live, whose livelihoods. You just come and sit for an hour at the restaurant and watch the people who come through there. It's amazing. And what it has done for their psyche, I mean, literally, the pride that it engenders in them, just being able to say this kind of nice restaurant in their community,
that's right.
It's amazing. It's
and
amazing.
They love it.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that I noticed, the picture on the wall was of the customer of the week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
How did that come about? I thought that was such a great idea.
The customer comes in there to buy the food the most, and now they're vying with that. Each other. I'm going to be the cup because they want the picture on the wall. All of us want to be validated.
Yeah.
And they love it. But one thing I can say about that area that I found that different from most areas, the people are very appreciative of what we do for them by the grace of God.
Now, Minister Sharif, share with our listeners some of the things that you do.
Okay. Well, first, every Tuesday and Thursday, at 801 Joseph Boone, we feed 150 to 200 people without fail every week. We have doctors and nurses over there, so when they come, they can go and get checked, and then we can tell them where they can go to finish up if they have to go somewhere else. But what I would say my pride over on 801 Joseph Boone is when we found out that there was veterans, male and female, in the line to get food, I wanted to know why. When I know they went and fought for unjust war, and they come back over here, and they sleep under the bridge, y'all in the abandoned homes. So I went, and we pulled them out of the line and asked, why are you in the line when I know you have benefit from going to fight for this unjust war? And they said to us, to stand in that line at the Veteran Administration office to be humiliated, they would rather sleep in an abandoned house. So I said, no, what we're going to do, we had a brother that's in our organization that is a veteran. He's getting 100% of his benefit, disability. He said, I will work and serve them. So we made him the ambassador for the 10,000 Fearless. And then he would take them, after he vet them, he would take them down to the office and walk them through. And you'll be surprised how many people we have walked through all the way to get their benefits.
To get their benefits.
That's right. And that's, we do it every
awesome
week.
Thing. That's wonderful.
These are the kind of things that we're doing over there. And then we have a after-school program for the young girls, and a Saturday program for the young boys over there. And these are the kind of things that we don't have no grant or nothing. We do it out of our own pocket. Now, if somebody want to help, I understand.
Please
it's
help.
All right.
Please help. Listening order. Please help.
I think that's wonderful. I'm going to go over this one more time. It's Food Pantry on Tuesday and Thursday. And health screenings and veteran affairs, a men's training program on Saturday, tutorial program on Tuesday, and daily community patrol. Now, that's what made important. You all think of community patrol? Why was that very important, Reverend?
As I
McDonald?
Stated earlier, one of the first things we did was ask law enforcement in the city of Atlanta, police department, statistically, what's the worst area statistically in Atlanta? And they all said, the intersection, I've heard, Joseph E. Boone and Joseph E. Lowry was one of the most deadly intersections in the United States of America. There were more shootings and more murders at that intersection than any other. 60 Minutes did a special on it. Brother Minister and the brothers, you know, they're fearless. They didn't just become fearless. They've always been that way. He said, that's where we need to go, Reverend Mac. So that's where we came. Now, we've had some challenges, even with our own particular Christian brothers, who think I've lost my mind, because we invited them to come over there at night and meet with us, and that ain't happened yet. But we're still working on that. But that's why we went there, because that's where the crime was. Already, as Brother Minister has said, if you talk with law enforcement now, the patrol, we went, all we said, didn't have no car, nope. Didn't have no bus. We said, we want a patrol. And we got on the radio like we're doing now and asked, can anybody help us? Next thing we know, within a few hours, a few days, we had had the car painted, had the patrol put on it. Somebody donated a bus. And we're out, because these brothers, they're awesome sisters too, on a regular basis, patrolling that neighborhood. Just the visibility makes a difference. Just the visibility. And the patrolmen look like them.
Right.
So that makes a difference. So crime has gone where? Down. In the Bluff. And it's going to continue to go down.
801 Joseph Boom. Anybody can come by. You're welcome to come by and see. If it's real, it's real. And we need help. If people want to come by and volunteer and help.
I think it's amazing. Like I said, the food at Blue Seas, I can definitely vouch for. Good. It was fresh.
My wife loved the bean pie.
And the bean pie was good.
And the bean soup.
The bean pie was on point, honest and truthfully. It was really good. And I'm going to give the address again. It's 801 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia. The phone number there is 678-974-7514. This is Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take, and we are talking with Reverend Tim McDonald of the First Iconian Baptist Church and Minister Sharif Muhammad of Muhammad Mosque number 15. Gentlemen, what do you want the definition of Vine City to be? What do you want to come out of this partnership, out of this restaurant, out of all of these good deeds? What do you want to happen?
We want economic empowerment. We want economic equity. We want black businesses in this area. We want the people to be able to walk the streets and feel safe. We want good schools. Like, we want what everybody else wants for their communities. And with all of the money that's coming in there, if they partner with us and with the residents and even with the elected officials, we should be able to achieve this. We want what everybody else wants, a viable community, good schools, good jobs, good business. We want Vine City, English Avenue, the Bluff, to be what it used to be, a place where children played outside, where the elderly could walk along the sidewalks and nobody felt threatened. That's not asking too much with what we already know is there, and the money and the resources that are there. The people just have to have the will. We're trying to help them to get that will.
Well, I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming in, for sharing with our listeners. I think what you're doing is wonderful. I think it's great, as you said, that you all are a pillar for the community, that you're taking a stand for the community, and you're letting everyone know that We're not going nowhere.
We'll pick a tent if we have to.
We want Black Wall Street.
I love it.
We want Black Wall Street.
It could be called Black Bluff Street. How about that?
Hey, I can go with that. That sounds even gooder. That sounds even gooder.
Reverend Tim McDonald from the First Iconian Baptist Church and Minister Sharif Muhammad from Muhammad Mosque number 15. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for the 10,000 fearless. We got to get a little bit of that fearless to rub off on all of us, I think.
Yes.
We're going to make it happen.
Thank you very much.